Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Studio in Washington. I'm on the farm where the snow and cold is, and wherever you are, it seems to be the same today. A day, it's almost like the gods are thwarting the idea of having a good day, because there's one shoot 'em up after another, after another, after another. Casey, there is a website associated with our affiliate in El Paso, KTSM.com, where there is not much more information than what we have gleaned here from various sources at the VA hospital. A doctor, I think he was a psychiatrist or psychologist, was shot and killed by someone who may have been his patient, upset because of the usual stuff in the VA. That's all speculation. Nobody knows for sure, and the FBI's clamped a sort of lid on what information there is available, so that's the story. Any more info you got, 888-302-3684. Richie keeps talking to people who are calling with basically the same thing, which is no more information. Well, we've got, but thank you for passing along the fact that there's no more information. Meanwhile, over in Paris, a shootout at the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. That's how it's pronounced, I believe, Richie, right? Charlie Hebdo.
That's correct.
Is it 10 or 11? I'm not sure.
It's 12 now.
12 people killed in the shooting inside the newspaper offices. A couple of heavily armed men entering the office, opening fire, killing the policeman who was there. Let's see, 6 other people wounded, apparently. You remember the magazine's office was burned 3 years ago in response to their there was publicity around their publicizing
Prophet Muhammad.
The cartoon of Muhammad. So more craziness associated. Okay, so there isn't just that. But, and this is why the Muslim community, which seems to be upset that the rest of the world is ticked off at all of this sort of thing, it's the extremists, but yet the people who are moderates don't do enough, it would seem to me. And then you can say, okay, Doug, what are we supposed to do? I don't know. But at some point, here's the other story. There are two other stories, pretty much the same, are connecting extremists. The Shiite militiamen that have started to use the war in Iraq against ISIS as a way to force Sunni residents from their homes. So these, among the militants, among the Muslims, there are sects, the same as there are in the Protestant religion. How many different sects are there? There's the Methodists and the Presbyterians and the Lutherans and the Congregationalists and who knows how many others that fall into the quote-unquote Christian camp. And so the Sunnis and the Kurds and the Shiites have been fighting among themselves for years because they're just tribes. So they got that circumstance, and there's a lot of grim results. If you don't leave, they kill you. That's what it amounts to. They want you out of your home. They want to occupy the territory. If you say, no, I don't want to leave, that's the end of life. As you know, they'll shoot you. And here's a suicide bomber driving a minibus, killing 33 people as cadets gathered to enroll at a police academy in the capital of Yemen. Nobody claiming responsibility, but most people feel it's an Al-Qaeda branch targeting the frequent drone strikes in their country. They've carried out attacks like this in the past. Dead all over the place, wounded all over the sidewalks. And it's yet another Muslim extreme group, a splinter of a splinter group. So why would there be sympathy for the Muslim world with headlines like this? I ask that question. You can respond as you will. 888-302-3684. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Rich or me at DougStefan.com. It's just I'm so tired. It's so old. It's just... How much money and time and effort do we spend trying to confront these people who have, why aren't there lessons being given by those who are not extreme?
The
people who are getting a hold of
it will take a generation.
Well, it may, but you see, they keep grabbing these people who have no education. They come from homes where there's no jobs, there's no money. So this becomes an easy, it's like Hitler did. It's the same thing.
Right.
You take people who have no opportunity, have no choices, have no life, and you suck them in to do your dirty work for
you. Well, we've talked about this before. I mean, you think that of the people, if they're living in Afghanistan and there's not a whole lot of opportunity there, there's not a whole lot of
nothing.
Hope there.
No.
So you can see how they get sucked into extremism. But the people who live in France,
it's not a bad life.
Right. I mean, there's opportunities there for a good life.
Yeah.
So I don't understand where the disconnect
is
there.
Well, that's it. We don't understand how they think. That's it. We apply our logic, our thinking to what they do. And of course it doesn't make any sense. Now, that doesn't excuse it. As a matter of fact, it makes it more damning, frankly. But there is this everyday thing, and I just want to put I kind of want to somehow or other put a curtain up. But that's not appropriate because that's not the kind of radio program I do. I got to kind of be in touch with what's going on. But it isn't just, here's the story. It's what's the story behind the story. And the story behind the story is something we're all tired of hearing, frankly. So I'm going to change our course. Matter of fact, be happy to present to you in a moment Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has a focus on things that make you fat. In other words, the diet facts versus fiction. What does Ron recommend as you get into the new year and you all say the same thing? Oh, I'm going to eat better. I'm a little better. I've had a terrible 2 months. I've eaten and drank. Oh, it's awful. So if you really, really want some help, then stay tuned because it's coming up next year on Good Day.
Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards.
For shopping.
Happy New Year?
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In homes across the country, doorknobs are a standard 3 feet from the floor. But a friend of mine was told she had to replace the doorknobs on her whole house with ones 4 feet from the ground because she had an indoor swimming pool and a toddler might enter her house and drown. Since the pool, which could not be seen from the street, was called an attractive nuisance, she would be liable if such a thing happened. This is sheer nonsense. If we look through the lens of liberty, it's obvious that if a child is wandering alone on someone else's property, it's the responsibility of the parents, not the homeowner. Americans believe in limited government because we believe in self-government. That requires personal responsibility for yourself and your family, not government rules on other people's doorknobs.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Several months before the Declaration of Independence was written in Philadelphia, Thomas Paine published a pamphlet called Common Sense. It helped spark the American Revolution by encouraging colonists to rethink the rules by which they were living. And today, it even holds lessons about the importance of making New Year's resolutions. In his opening paragraph, Paine wrote, and I quote, "A long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right, and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of custom," end of quote. Common Sense was published in January, and I think that's fitting because Payne's advice is perfect for anyone considering a resolution to break a bad habit. Let's be fair. In today's language, what Payne was saying is that it's easy to lose sight of how wrong something is when it becomes an everyday part of one's life. By changing habits that don't serve us well, we can revolutionize our own life for the better. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax Wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Eating clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax Wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chunkiness, sometimes you can wear well if you wear it long enough. The people who go up and down like a yo-yo are the ones to be concerned about, Ron, right? Ron Hoffman's website, by the way, is drhoffman.com, two F's. The thing, I was reading a story about M&Ms. I happen to love M&Ms, and I worry about them making me fat. But in fact, they don't make me fat. The fact is that it isn't the eating of them, it's how many I eat, or maybe other things that I eat with them. Carbs and the Atkins and all that stuff, you know, what should people be doing, really, truly doing about dying? What are the diet facts that you tell your patients?
Well, you know, there is no one single diet that works for everyone, and, you know, different strokes for different folks. One of the new things that we're exploring at the Hoffman Center in New York is something called nutrigenomics, which is the science of predicting which diet is going to work best for people based on their genes.
Really?
And we're early in this study of this, but actually we do have some evidence that certain genes may predispose us to doing better on, say, a low-fat diet for some people, or alternatively, a very low-carb diet, emphasizing plenty meat and even some saturated fat.
Let's stop right there, because you may have just said something that's akin to the study that came out last week about cancer and how people get cancer, and you know, it's certainly there's an amount of what you do with your life that factors into it, but maybe there are things that you can't control. So what you're saying is people need to know or study the diet and figure out which one is best for them, because just a diet doesn't necessarily work.
Exactly. Actually, the first book I wrote, and it was way back when, later, 1980s, was a book called Eat Right for Your Diet Type. And actually, I foresaw that in the future we would type people in terms of, first, their preferences, but also their metabolism in terms of picking a diet that would match their genes.
So the Atkins diet might be great for some and ridiculous for others.
Exactly. Some people just feel nauseous and bloated and sick from it.
So how do you find out? Crazy. How do we find guys like you all over the place that can help people understand what they need, specifically what they need to have tailored for them?
Well, it's surprisingly easy these days because there are more and more doctors practicing what I term integrative or complementary medicine across the country. And when I began, it was maybe a handful of people 30 years ago. Now there's literally thousands of doctors who are up on the latest findings and, you know, likely will be able to help you in your local community.
Yeah, you just have to ask the right questions. I read a book. I didn't read it. I just leafed through it, The Pizza and Ice Cream Diet.
After a while, you'd probably get really sick of it. You know, any diet, anything that gets between you and the refrigerator, you know, put some restrictions, it's ultimately going to make you lose weight.
Exactly. Weight loss programs are, you have to, you don't need the program. What you need is discipline and understanding of what you and your body are all about. Dr. Ron Hoffman has lots of keys. Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
DougStefan.com, another reason to love this lady. She spent a good part of last month checking out her fans on social media. Then she sent them Christmas presents with personal messages. Some were actually delivered by her in person. This is the video is about 6 minutes long. It doesn't make any sense if you don't see it. We have, you can play back the audio, but the song is a better reference. Here's a very interesting lady who so gets all of what goes on today, Kenny. This is what they call getting it in plaid, if you will. Just someone who really understands what she's doing, writing songs, performing songs, promoting her songs. She's the perfect business model. She is. She's the perfect entrepreneur, yeah.
And unlike so many of the other pop stars that you see getting into trouble or doing ridiculous things, she seems genuinely grateful to her fans for listening to her music.
Yeah. The interesting, she does seem to have an interesting spirit about her with regard to men. That's the only thing that sort of, and it isn't, I don't find it to be dissuading or off-putting at all. She's a healthy young woman who likes men, and she has proven that about a dozen times in not only the men, and she's only 24, so she had a lot of experience in the last 4 or 5 years. She seems to have tied in with some of the bigger names in entertainment and music, has she not?
I don't know that they have been particularly big names. There may have been a couple of them.
Mayer?
Yeah, she has. Yeah, she has dated a bit.
Mm-hmm. And one of the Kennedy kids, she bought a house down on the Cape to be close to him for a while. She has made a lot of money, and she seems to be in charge. Not that that's unusual. Well, I'm not suggesting that's something unusual. But in terms of how she... And it's really nobody's business. But yet...
somehow or other, that story or type of story inculcates its way into our lives, does it not? It just finds its way into the conversation. And so under the circumstances, you wonder, okay, what is there that's new and gossipy? We have become a gossip culture thanks to the TMZs of the world, the People magazines of the world. What are some of the other in print? It's People magazine, I think, and the Us magazines, that sort of thing. Now, are there others that are better than that? Probably don't have as much circulation. What are some of the other? And the TMZ, I'm waiting for TMZ to come out with a magazine. They don't have an online magazine that I know of. They certainly have plenty of online presence. The television show they do every day is one of the most popular syndicated shows in the country. And it's all about, it's the gotcha journalism. It isn't really, well, it's, I guess you call it journalism. It's that gotcha style. The people who are, they have a camera crew that's stationed at LAX. Anytime anybody comes off of a plane, they run around, okay, there's somebody stationed at United, somebody stationed at Delta, somebody stationed at American, somebody stationed at all of the, there's six terminals, somebody's at all of them, and when somebody gets off of a plane that's of note, there's a camera, hey Fred, what do you think about today's snowstorm in Southern California, you know, whatever it is, right? But that's that's the mentality, that's the interest level, and so there's so many people who don't handle it well. Taylor Swift does. She handled it very, very well.
Yes.
Good for her. 28 past the hour. This is Doug Steffens. Good day.
Do you want to learn how to earn commissions of up to 20% by laundering millions of foreign dollars?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's email security solutions keep email phishing attacks like this from entering your business network and any valuable data from leaking out. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about stopping email-borne threats, visit barracuda.com/email.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
I'm a mid-century architect. Architectural wonder. A house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Jen Jen has taken a short trip to San Bernardino. And then Richie, for whatever the reason, I don't understand, Kara, why you're there and why Richie's not there. Not that I need to know that. Probably not important. But it seems strange not to have Richie's voice there to annoy us.
I can pretend to have his voice if you want.
Yeah, right. No, that's okay. All right, so here's a story that has to be considered maybe the best news of the day. It certainly is good news. It's one of those head-scratchers, the story of a 7-year-old girl who walked away from a plane crash that killed 4 people, including a couple of children. Southwest Kentucky, the location. State police say that they were called after the girl showed up at the home of Lyon County resident, which is about a 2-hour drive southwest of Louisville, saying she had survived a plane crash. The girl, identified as, did I find her name or did I not? At one point in time, she was not identified, so I'm trying to horse around and find her name, and I didn't find it. She indicated to police that she believed her family was dead, that she hoped that they were just sleeping, said the state police representative. I was literally just struck by how calm she was. That's what the policeman said.
Her name is Sailor.
Sailor Gutzler. Yes, I just found that, Kara. Thank you. Her name is Sailor Gutzler. So she had a broken bone in her wrist. That was it.
Wow.
She tried lighting a glow torch to help illuminate her way out of the dense woods where the plane crashed, but it didn't work. What a miracle this is. Would you say she was a brave girl?
Yeah.
What an amazing... And I'm looking at pictures now of the plane wreck itself, one of those little, small planes. But she is the story here, navigating the thick trees, the briars, the bushes. She's 7 years old. Was a Piper PA-34. nobody knows yet what happened. Doesn't appear anybody knows what happened. But what they know is that she, was not dressed up particularly well, wearing shorts, short-sleeve shirt. Temperature was 38 degrees. Family was headed to their hometown of Nashville, Illinois, from a vacation in Florida. Nashville, Illinois is southern central. Did you see a picture of her? She looks like a little angel.
Yeah.
Look at that. What a beautiful young girl. Well, anyway, the
looks like her parents, her sister, and a cousin were in the plane.
Yeah, yeah. And she just had a broken wrist.
Wow.
There's something about what we cannot understand. Isn't that what happens to people in circumstances like this? Why? What is her life supposed to be about? The fact that she survived and all the rest of them didn't. Family friend described the fellow who was the pilot, Marty Gutzler, as a meticulous, knowledgeable pilot. He was certified flight instructor. He loved to fly. Didn't have a conversation with him without having some reference to flying. Both Marty and Kimberly Gutzler were killed in the plane crash. They'd spent the holidays, imagine spending the holidays that way. How many of those planes do you think there are in this country? Thousands of people
sure.
own either their own plane or a portion. They have sometimes they share owners. Some people buy half stock or half interest in one of those planes. And those planes cost, a couple hundred thousand bucks? How much can you buy on the used market? One of those little planes for about $100,000 would buy an interest in a significantly not over-the-top used plane, but maybe even less money than that. I don't know. I've loved to fly, and I took a flying lesson last year, and I want to have more. I don't know. I've often thought if I had lots and lots of money, I'd want to own my own plane, but I don't want to fly it. Have somebody else fly it. But I just thought that in its way was a wonderful way for us to give thanks for even if you don't know, there's some reason that she survived. Wouldn't it be interesting to follow her life for the next 20, 30, 40 years to see what it amounts to, what she does with it? 888-302-3684. All right, so that's about life. Many of you may remember a country. This is not a country. Well, no, scratch country. A Western artist. The old country Western world, of which I was a part when I first started my broadcasting career. Can't tell you how many times I've played songs done by Little Jimmy Dickens, who over the weekend passed away at the age of 94. Listen, this is...
Did you ever sleep at foot off the bed when the weather was a-whistling cold? When the wind was whistling around the house and the moon was yellow as gold? And you gave your good warm mattress up to Aunt Lizzie and Uncle Fred? Too many kin folks on a bad night, so you went to the foot of the bed.
That's very typical for Jimmy Dickens. I don't know whether I feel he's special. I remember playing a lot of his music. But one night, I was invited with a few other talk hosts. We had an old organization called the National Association of Talk Hosts that was around for, about 20 years, I think, in fact. And we had one of our conventions in Nashville. So after we were done, we spent a couple of days. The Grand Ole Opry is live on the stage of the, there used to be the, the name of the theater that everybody knows, I can't remember it at the moment, where the Opry. The Opry takes place. And thanks, Karen, that's good. So Little Jimmy Dickens was performing, and there were a lot of other big names. Every weekend on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry, a lot of the real traditional country singers in Nashville would go on the air, and they'd sing. Ralph Emery, I think, used to be. As a matter of fact, he's the one who brought us over there. So we went to the performance. We were sitting in the front row, and somehow or other, somebody up on stage knew that we were there. So they invited the four of us to come up on stage, and we sang with Little Jimmy Dickens. And if you don't think that was a nightmare and a half, it was very funny. It really was. It was just hilarious. And he was the funniest little guy. I don't think he was 5 feet tall. But he was like a wire. You know how some people that are small, just all wired? He was all wire. He didn't weigh more than 110 pounds, I'm thinking, as well. And the outfits that he wore were just fabulous. Fabulous outfits. Some of those country stars, and even today they do, but not so much. Some of the older characters like him, his line was, "I'm Little Jimmy Dickens or Willie Nelson after taxes." he was funny little guy, and very warm. Just the kind of person that you like. And I remember Skeeter Davis came out on stage when we were there, and she wanted us to sing The End of the World, which she did sing. We didn't enjoy it. I didn't join in anyway. And because we were there with Ralph Emery, there was a little distance because she had been married to Ralph Emery for a while, and it wasn't a pleasant divorce. And it was really horrible. For a while after that, Ralph used to come on this program every once in a while and have chats. He's a very interesting fellow as well. But that is an era. The reason I bring it up is because Little Jimmy Dickens is the end of an era. His demise, his death, I think, signals an end to an era there. Not unlike the passing of Mario Cuomo. There's an end of an era to political... how do I best? He was suave. There was a suavite, if there's a word that sounds like that or comes across like that. Mario Cuomo, even though many of us may not have agreed with him, was brilliant and classy and presented. He did a talk program for quite a while in New York after he finished being the governor. He was three-term New York governor, died over the weekend at the age of 82 of what his family says are natural causes. I don't know what that means. He had heart disease. But anyway, he was on for quite a long time. But he was good. He was just very capable. He was terrific. Always galvanized with his thoughts, ideas, and things. I enjoyed listening to him. I didn't like his politics, but I liked listening to him. Let's examine this for a minute. My mind is working on the current, current list of people who do talk radio programs, and never mind even talk radio programs, people who are in politics. The way that the political discussions take place today are mostly the reason that I don't do a lot of politics or much, rather, I try to stay away from politics, period, on this program, because it's so galvanizing. Even though you may know, maybe I'd be smarter not to tell you even what I think. Although most people who do these sorts of things on the air find that their success comes from expressing an opinion. So I'll tell you that I don't like Obamacare, don't much care for Obama's president. And I don't care for him at all. And I wouldn't have voted for Mario Cuomo under any circumstances. But what's the difference between somebody like Mario Cuomo, who came across as measured, intelligent, intellectually stimulating, and Harry Reid, who has none of those qualities? Not a one. And I use that on the Democratic side, but on the Republican side, you can find the same sorts of people. Karl Rove, for example, is a nitwit. He doesn't have any... I don't even know why he is looked upon as someone who's stimulating. He's not. And so... But there are those people on either side that present themselves fully. I shouldn't even have used... Maybe I didn't have to use someone like Karl Rove. Mitch McConnell, who is Harry Reid's counterpart, is a nitwit. Has nothing stimulating. No intellectual character. None. for my taste. Maybe yours thinks he's a swell guy. He's maybe a swell guy. He just doesn't come across as being a swell guy. And neither does Harry Reid. I'll bet there were plenty of you when you heard that Harry Reid was hurt while he was exercising, said, "Oh, great, that's good." Which is not appropriate either. Why would you wish somebody ill just because you don't agree with them politically? And that's the point I'm trying to make about Mario Cuomo and the ill from that era. He's from the Ronald Reagan era. You think Ronald Reagan would have had anything to do with discussions in the political landscape as they're carried out today? Or Tip O'Neill? I use Mario Cuomo. Tip O'Neill is another example on that side. Ronald Reagan and George Bush, the father. He didn't have anything to do with the kind of political conversations that 20 or 30 years after all these people get out of office seem to be the mainstay. So why can't we go back to that era? Why can't we go back to the time when politics was, yes, a sport and a game, but respectable? I ask you that as we start the new year for you to think about it. It's 12 before the hour. This is a good day.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners nationwide are optimistic about 2015, including increased revenue expectations, hiring plans, and business outlook. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, many are looking to expand operations this year, with 51% of entrepreneurs planning to hire more employees, up from 31% last year. In addition, small business owners are confident in their business growth prospects, as more than 6 in 10 small business owners expect to increase revenues this year. Nearly 7 in 10 owners say they will grow their business in 2015 by targeting new customers and opening new locations. David Solis, Small Business Specialized Sales Executive at Bank of America, discusses the increased optimism among small business owners for 2015.
Small business owners are more optimistic about growth for 2015 than they were a year ago. Though many have expressed concerns about issues like healthcare costs and the current regulatory environment, they're really optimistic about the health of their local economies and their ability to grow their business.
To view the report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Times are different than they were when Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with Geico.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
We'll be right back.
has a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It is 53 minutes after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tom Kreitler, who's the host, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program heard around the country every weekend, is here with us from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. So we're going to talk to him about his observations, what he's seeing, the fantastic array of interesting people, never mind things that are there, a coordinated effort to bring every techie in the world together. 154,682 was the last number I saw.
And what does Tom, it mean for your home?
Yes. Thank you, Rich. What is technology? What are the things? Because that's what Tom's interested in, is the home improvement side of things. So what do we have or seeing there that's going to affect your operation at your home in the next year, two, ten, whatever it is? That focus coming right up here on Good Day.
Tackle your first do-it-yourself project of the year. Replace that old carpet with easy-to-install floors from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get it done for less with incredible deals on DIY-friendly Brazilian cherry laminate. It's our thickest and best, and it's less than a buck. Or get the gorgeous look of oak from just 49 cents, plus unbeatable deals on pre-finished solid hardwood, bamboo, vinyl plank, and more for about half of what you'd pay somewhere else. And get special financing. Don't put off that DIY project. Get rid of your dingy carpet and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do a lot of
VIN scanning to add a car, just a tap away on the Geico app.
One of the few people who's actually hot here, at least on the air with us, you're, as far as I'm concerned, you're no good. You're persona non grata. What's the temperature in Las Vegas now?
the Las Vegas temperature is beautiful. It's been in the 70s. And I tell you what, the city that was hot with excitement for the Consumer Electronics Show, I've never seen anything like this stuff.
Really?
You know, you go to a trade show and you go to, you know, one location. I got to tell you, this entire city is a trade show.
Yeah.
This weekend in Las Vegas, every hotel, every meeting space, every convention center is just filled with activities from the Consumer Electronics Show. And 154,000 people, I think you mentioned, that is absolutely correct. I believe it because you can't turn around here without testing out our company.
All right. So what sort of, because you're in the home improvement area, what things specifically geared to our homes are you seeing there that may be trending down the road a year, two, ten? There are obviously a ton of things that are there. And so there's always sort of a predictor of the future by what you see there. Yeah. So what do you see?
Well, we've been trending, you know, we've been looking at home automation now for about 5 years. And, you know, when the home automation systems first came out, they all required a hub, which is a centrally wired computer installed somewhere in your house. And it was a big number to invest in that hub. And then once you did invest in the hub, you had to trust that whatever system you invested in was going to continue to expand and add components that would fit that hub. It's all changed now. Those hubs now are under $100. They plug into an outlet, and all the home automation components are available, readily available, so that you could truly have a fairly completely automated home. So you have systems like Wink from Home Depot or Iris from Lowe's. These are software platforms that these manufacturers or these retailers establish. And then they have many, many, many different types of other manufacturers that are sold through stores that work with them. So, for example, you can have the Wink system from Home Depot, and that could work with, say, a Schlage lock or a Quick Set lock or a My Chamberlain garage door opener or any one of a number of smoke detectors or outlets or light bulbs that are smart and can be operated through the home automation platform. So basically, you can start small now with home automation, and you can add as your comfort level and your needs grow.
Interesting. I see that Ryan Seacrest was there yesterday to talk about radio and its relevance, because much of the stuff that's there with regard to our business, your business and my business, your business is the home and the radio, the digital world, and how people are going to get content. I think that's a big focus there, too, is it not?
Well, it absolutely is, and that's why you're seeing so much content, you know, frankly, coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show. All these platforms are giving us better access and more information about our homes and about the things that are important to us.
Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.